8:43 is News Talk 105 WGEM. And meteorologist Kevin Sharp has a forecast most people will enjoy. Partly sunny skies, 82 for high, 65 down in Quincy. The big question, I'm not sure it's been answered yet, although it probably has at multiple performances and will be again this weekend. Is he dead? Mark Twain, we assume so.
Well, okay. I haven't seen it yet, so okay. I don't know, Greg.
Brandon Thompson, probably not. He's got coffee and looks alive. And how are you,
if
Brandon?
If the question is, am I dead, I'm not dead yet.
No, you're not. So yeah. So that's a good thing.
To quote another show.
And it's, is he dead? So that doesn't really relate to Katie Krauser from Quincy Public Library, but she's very much alive.
I am very much alive this morning. I've had my coffee. I've had a brisk walk from Electric Fountain Brewery. We are good.
There you go. Yeah, we got coffee. It's a great thing. We're ready to go talk about this play and talk about Mark Twain because he's a literary expert. We've got live theater and it's a play and it's brand new. And I'm Katie. Come to the library for puppets. Oh.
End scene.
End scene. I don't know what else we have to say, Brandon.
It pretty much covers that. Thank you for coming to the show today. Is he dead? We've talked about this. This was a lost piece of literature. Mark Twain wrote this as a play initially, right?
That is correct, okay. In 1898.
So this wasn't a book that was adapted for the stage. This was written for the stage in 1898. And what's the story? He finished it, put it in a drawer, forgot about it, and somebody discovered it, right?
Well, he was inspired. He was living in Vienna at the time. He had left America because he made a really bad investment.
Was that when he bought the telephones for his house?
Well, you're close.
No.
Really.
You've heard the story. Like, he had a house in Connecticut, and he heard about this newfangled device called the telephone. So he got telephones installed in every room, only to realize there was nobody else in America in the world with a phone, so he couldn't call anybody.
Yeah, his was actually like investing more in what would become the typewriter.
That's a good. It eventually became the keyboard.
Except
is what it did. Yeah.
The analogy that I read, which I loved, was it was like investing in Beta over VHS.
Oh.
So he invested in what was considered the superior product, and it never really took off. And so he lost a fortune and went to Vienna to escape his misfortunes. And it was a really, really bad time in his life. And the Vienna culture was very, very embracive, I don't know if that's a word. embracing of theater, and it renewed Mark Twain's spirit with theater, and he set out to write another play. He had written one play before, and it opened and closed in the same day.
And what play was that?
It was based on a story of his, Colonel Sellers. Anyone? No one. Okay.
I started reading it at my parents' house last week.
Colonel Sellers as a Scientist was the name of the play. And he wrote this play, Is He Dead, in 3 weeks and really believed in it. And he sent it off to his theatrical agent in London by the name of Bram Stoker.
Ooh.
Yes, Bram Stoker.
We've heard of that guy.
Of Dracula fame. And he said, yeah, I'm interested, but I'll get back to you. Well, Bram Stoker had a theater that suffered a huge fire, and he lost all of his scenery and his costumes. The entire warehouse burned down. So Bram Stoker was a little preoccupied, especially because 3 months before the fire, they reduced the insurance policy.
You gotta hate that.
So Mark Twain kept waiting on Bram Stoker, and it wasn't happening. And another play was sweeping the country called Charlie's Aunt, which is also about a man who dresses up as a woman, and chaos ensues. And so Mark Twain eventually gave up and said, you know, it's just not meant to be right now. It went in a drawer. It was lost for over 100 years. And then a Twain scholar was reading some of his other unproduced plays, came across this one and started laughing out loud and said, wow, this is really, really funny. People need to see this. So the play got published in 2003, and then it was given over to some Broadway producers, and a contemporary playwright edited it, and Twain himself said, this play needs to be produced in order for me to see what needs fixing. Mm-hmm. So this modern playwright by the name of David Ives edited the play and made it workable for modern audiences, and it was done on Broadway in 2007, and this is actually the regional premiere it has not been done in this area at all. So, huzzah, Quincy Community Theater.
What a coup. That's awesome.
120 years in the making.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
so
amazing.
It's worth coming out to see.
And I didn't see it this past weekend. I was not in the tri-states. Looking forward to this week, though. I've heard really good things about the performances. And it's really, really funny. A lot of laughs in this thing.
Well, that Mark Twain knew a thing or two. And what's
What is it? The big humor award that comedy geniuses get is named after this guy who was a comedy genius. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's amazing that the comedy still holds up over 100 years later. Funny is funny. And audiences are really, really responding to it and laughing. So if you're in the mood for a fun night at the theater, a good time and a good laugh, a good belly laugh, come see Is He Dead, written by local author Mark Twain.
That's right, the local author, which is, of course, why you're here on Book Notes, because Katie's from the public library. And I imagine you have some of Mark Twain's other works available at the library.
Just a few, yes. Just a few. And in every adaptation known to man, actually, because we have... it's wonderful because for a while, you know, we actually had them under Samuel Clemens and under Mark Twain. We had them in the nonfiction area with all of the critical thinking and scholarly articles about Mark Twain. And then, of course, audiobooks, movie adaptations, large print, children's adaptations, you know, those great illustrated classics, which I think wasn't my first introduction to Mark Twain. But, you know, a lot of people see those and they get the condensed version and you read through it and then you want to see what other funny things this guy has written. And it's just fabulous. He's perennially one of our favorite authors. And just, you know, being so close to Hannibal, I feel like we are frequently steeped in Mark Twain lore. And we know things about his Connecticut house or the typewriter or, you know, things like that that other people may not be aware of. But it's just I am so looking forward to getting to see this show and seeing the actors on stage, the amazing costumes that are there, and being able to experience new Mark Twain.
And Mark Twain basically... toured the world. He was on tour. He was performing a lot. He was on stage. I guess he was considered a speaker then, but would it be more like a stand-up comic nowadays?
Yeah, to a point, but he also had a lot of serious things that he wrote as well. It wasn't just the comedy that we're familiar with. You know, he wrote an amazing biography of Joan of Arc, which is fantastic. I've been reading that one to my mom as we experience, you know, time together. We sit down and we read it out loud because he was such a phenomenal speaker. And hearing those words come out of someone else's, you know, coming out and being performed and being spoken aloud is such a great experience, which is the other reason that we enjoy Is He Dead so much, because you hear that comedy of Twain's and you're going to read it on the page and sometimes you'll laugh out loud, but sometimes, you know, we skim along and we don't always catch everything. But to be able to hear those words out loud makes it such a stronger experience, you know. So he wrote everything. You know, we're familiar with the comedy ones, but there's a lot of seriousness to him too. He was considered a satirist a lot of the time. He was very sarcastic. Tramp Abroad is just full of amazing biting things that he says about the way that tourists were treated in the 1800s. You know, going to yet another cathedral or going to, you know, all the relics of the True Cross that were available to purchase at various places. You know, he had a lot of sarcasm and wit in his writings as well.
We get that in the play Is He Dead as well, because what his theme is that European culture centers around a dead past and American culture centers on a living present. And so Europeans are think that you have to be dead in order to be good, a good artist. And Americans are very much about celebrities and what's going on right now. And so he satirizes this in his play.
Yes. And I will say, we did have some calls to the library wanting to know if any of the artists involved, named in the show, were actually truly, really, truly artists.
Oh, well, the play is based on a real artist, Jean-Francois Millet. And it centers around his most famous work of art known as The Angelus. And it's one of those paintings that when it gets revealed in the play, you can hear some of the audience go, oh.
They've seen it before.
They've seen
just didn't know
right?
what it was called.
Yeah. I know that one,
yeah.
yes.
So it's a very, very fictitious account of Jean-Francois Millet. But the idea is the painter was so destitute and he was a genius but was not recognized in his lifetime. So he fakes his own death and his prices skyrocket and everyone wants a Millet painting. And now he's creditable. And in order to collect the money, he comes back disguised as his twin sister.
Yeah, because if he's alive, then he's a fraud and they want to lynch him.
Yes.
Even though 5 minutes ago when they thought he was dead, they were, oh, he's a genius.
He's a genius, yeah. Exactly.
It's amazing how, you know, 120 years after it's written, people really haven't changed, have they?
No.
Yeah,
not
really. It is remarkable. The play was written in 1898. Here we are in 2018. And it's something we can still laugh at and it's something we still relate to. And very much about pop culture. And we latch on to what other people tell us is popular and what we shouldn't be enjoying. And that was a big issue that Mark Twain had. He didn't want to be told what art was good by a guidebook or a tour guide. And when studying the works of art, he thought that these people are just being paid to paint these paintings, and so they don't reflect humanity. And that's why he was so drawn to Jean-Francois Millet, because Millet painted the common man and the workers and the laborers, and they had this dignity about them that wasn't there in the bourgeois paintings.
All right, so Is He Dead playing again this weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. Tickets still available?
Tickets still available. You can get them on our website right now. The website is the number 1QCT.org, 1QCT.org, or you can call the box office. We're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or stop and see us in the Oakley Lindsay Center, Quincy Community Theater.
It's going to be one of those deals you want to see it this weekend. Talk to people next week, and they're going to go, oh, man, I wish I went to see that. Don't be one of those wish I went to see it people.
We heard one review where someone said regarding a particular scene, she said, I think that is the funniest part of a play I have ever seen in my life.
That is a wonderful review.
Yeah.
That's amazing. If nothing else, just go for the laughs, because it sounds like it's full of them. And the plot's wacky, too, so it's kind of
it is. After the Friday night show, we're doing a Q&A, so the audience can stay after the show, and the actors will come back on stage, and we're going to talk more about the history of the play, and the audience can ask questions of the actors, and it's what we call a talk back, so it's a way of engaging the audience, and they get to learn more about the play. So if you come Friday night, stay after the show for our Meet the Cast Q&A.
That sounds like a great time, so definitely check that out. And again, you got the performance on Mother's Day. It's a great way to spend time with Mom.
Yes, and we have a lady coming in, Sarah Boren of the Javot Music School, who's going to be playing the harp in the lobby before the show.
Oh.
Yeah, making extra special, extra classy from the Mother's Day show at 2 p.m.
That's really cool. We'll look forward to that. Is He Dead? Brandon Thompson from QCT joining us.
Thank you, Greg.
Always, always, always fun going to the performances over there. And Katie from the library.
Hi. This has been great.
we have about a minute left of the show. What's up with the library?
Oh, we have we are doing all of our school visits for the summer reading promotion. So make sure that if your child comes home with a piece of paper or you get an email that says something about our summer reading kickoff, put that on your calendar. June 2nd from 9 until noon. That's the first opportunity to get reading logs for everyone in the family. We're going to have some fun activities, crafts, games. You know, we always have just a great time that day. And then summer reading goes until the end of July. So everyone has a chance to earn prizes. You have a chance to, you know, get Leo bucks and possibly win a bicycle at the end of the summer. So
wow,
we definitely
cool.
want to promote all of that. And then just our regular programs you can find at quincylibrary.org under the programs tab. Look at our online calendar. And please make sure that you register for those events. We'll be visiting Quincy Community Theater in July. So we're gonna put that out on the calendar. Make sure everybody knows that they can register to visit with.
So you're going to visit. Is this going to be like a, you know, behind the scenes
it
thing?
It is. For Mamma Mia, we're going to come and do a backstage tour. So we're very excited about that. It's been a popular program in the past, and we want to make sure that that's available for our patrons.
Oh, so you're going to find out how the magic is done.
Yes.
It's fascinating, and I'm told a lot of work, too.
Oh. it's a breeze. It's a breeze.
Particularly, because it's true.
Particularly Mamma Mia. Talk about that for a second. I got a couple of seconds. You heard the news last week. ABBA's coming out with two new songs, right?
Yeah. Everyone's jumping on our bandwagon here.
Yeah.
The sequel's coming out. Yeah. You know, we announced we're doing Mamma Mia, and then they announced the sequel's coming out, and now ABBA's coming out with two new songs, and there's going to be this virtual reality tour of them around the country, and there's going to be this TV special about ABBA. It's all because Quincy Community Theater is doing Mamma Mia in July, and Greg, auditions for Mamma Mia are Monday and Tuesday, the 14th and 15th. So your listeners out there can come and be a part of that onstage magic by auditioning for Mamma Mia.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're out of time. It's a minute till nine.